Bidet. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. A bidet is a low-mounted plumbing fixture or type of sink intended for washing the genitalia, inner buttocks, and anus. Originally a French word, in English, bidet is pronounced bidet in the United States, or bidet in the United Kingdom. Section 1. History. Bidet is a French word for pony, and in Old French, bider means to trot. This etymology comes from the fact that one rides a bidet much like a pony is ridden. The bidet appears to have been an invention of French furniture makers in the late 17th or early 18th century, although no exact date or inventor is known. Theories exist that its inventor is Christophe de Rosières, furniture maker for the French royal family. But Marc-Antoine Jacquold is also rumoured to have been the inventor. The earliest written reference to the bidet is 1710. By 1900, due to plumbing improvements, the bidet and chamber pot moved from the bedroom to the bathroom. 1960 saw the introduction of the electronic bidet, an attachment which connects to an existing toilet arrangement, ideal for bathrooms lacking the space for a separate bidet and toilet. Bidets are primarily used to wash and clean the genitalia, perineum, inner buttocks, and anus. They may also be used to clean any other part of the body. They are very convenient for cleaning the feet, for example. Despite appearing similar to a toilet, it would be more accurate to compare it to a wash basin or bathtub. In fact, the bidet is used by some as a baby bath. Bidets once served as a practical way for couples to prepare themselves before sex, as well as to rinse themselves afterwards. Users who are unfamiliar with bidets often confuse a bidet with a urinal, toilet, or even a drinking fountain. It is generally understood that the user should sit on a bidet facing the tap nozzle for washing the genitalia, and should sit with back to the tap and wall when washing the anus and buttocks. For a thorough cleaning, the user should use a hand to scrub the area with soap after wetting, and then rinse. A dedicated towel or wipe is often available for drying. Bidets are made in several designs. They may have one tap which pours usually warm water into a china basin. The basin can be plugged and filled if necessary, or the water can be allowed to drain away. Other bidets have a nozzle which propels an arc of water up into the air. This jet of water is angled to easily reach the perianal and genital area. Bidets are common fixtures in many southern European countries, especially Italy, Spain, Portugal, Croatia, Slovenia, and Greece. Some American countries, especially Brazil, Peru, Cuba, Paraguay, Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay. And some of Africa, especially Egypt and Morocco, as well as parts of Asia, particularly in Japan and South Korea. Almost all houses in the Arab world, including Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, are equipped with bidets. Although France is the country where the word bidet originated, not every house is equipped with one, especially the smaller or cheaper flats, as well as more recent constructions. Also, almost all the houses in Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay are equipped with bidets. Although they do occasionally appear in North America or the UK, they are much less common there than in continental Europe and Asia. Section 2. Integration of toilet and bidet. A bidet may also be a nozzle attached to an existing toilet, or part of the toilet itself. In this case, its use is restricted to cleaning the anus and genitals. Some bidets of this type have two nozzles. The shorter one, called the family nozzle, is used for washing the area around the anus. And the longer one, the bidet nozzle, is designed for women to wash their vulvae. These bidets are often controlled electronically, rather than with a traditional tap. And some have an element under the seat which heats up to dry the user after washing. These bidet toilets have been popular in countries like India since British colonial days, as the use of just dry toilet paper to clean the perianal area is considered dirty and unhygienic there. The nozzle is sometimes controlled with an external tap within reach of the hand. Traditionally, local-style squatting toilets have been more common in India and are more convenient to use for most Indians, especially of the lower income groups. But with the rise of westernization, western-style pots have started becoming more common, and the most convenient way to wash the perianal area with these pots is to simply attach a bidet nozzle. In 1980, the first paperless toilet was launched in Japan, a combination toilet and bidet which also dries the user after washing. Combination toilet bidets with seat warmers, or washlets, are particularly popular in Japan and South Korea, found in approximately 60% of households. They are commonly found in hotels and even some public facilities. These bidet toilets, along with toilet seat bidet units to convert an existing toilet, are sold in many countries, including the United States. For details, see toilets in Japan. In Turkey, an integrated bidet is standard in all toilets. Bidet attachments are sometimes included on hospital toilets because of their utility in maintaining hygiene. In countries where the bidet is very common, prices are much lower. In Italy, for example, the price of a bidet seldom exceeds 200 euros, or about $300 US, and it is not uncommon to find bidets priced as low as 40 euros, or about $60 US, especially in do-it-yourself stores. An alternative would be buying a bidet attachment for regular toilets. Many bidet retailers now offer attachments that range from $79 to $650. In Middle Eastern countries, bidet attachments are much cheaper, being priced at the equivalent of $10 to $20 US, which is attributed to their popularity and availability. Toilet seat bidet attachments are also becoming increasingly popular with the aging community. Many companies make bidet seat attachments that include remote controls to activate the water jets and air dryer. These conveniently placed remote controls may particularly benefit any individual with limited mobility. The use of combination toilet bidets with drying facilities are becoming more widespread in the UK for use by disabled, as this allows independent toileting for many, allowing greater independence and dignity. These are often special units with higher toilet bowls, allowing easy wheelchair transfer, and which have some form of electronic remote control. Section 3. See also: Loter, vessel, domestic water system, anal cleansing, and washlet. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0. This has been a reading from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia.